This is Kaleidoscope on WISO, and as I mentioned, we have, well, we call them the third best Neil Young Crazy Horse tribute band in the world. That's a little bit of a mouthful. But in simpler words, they are Road Eyes. Some familiar faces, some familiar voices here on the show. We'll find out their secret identities, maybe, if they want to reveal them, here in just a few. But first, let's hear some live music from Road Eyes. Take it away, you guys.
Dance, bring your sense of steam, go through the jam.
Road Eyes, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, everybody. So happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. So now you guys are you're not just a Neil Young Crazy Horse tribute band. You're the third best Neil Young Crazy Horse tribute band.
Just a couple better ones out there.
You know. So let me ask you this. You know, we've got familiar faces in the house, representatives from Buffalo Killer, Side Sleeper, Deerhead, and Heavy Mole, all with us this evening. Some returning guests, but I'm always curious in terms of, you know, choosing to do a tribute to somebody, whether it's a singular show or whether, you know, it's an ongoing tribute project or tribute band. Why Neil Young? I mean, I'm sure it's kind of an obvious thing. You like Neil Young a lot, but what is it about his music that so resonated with you that you decided to pursue this project?
Well, we like Neil Young a lot. And we had just always joked about having a cover band, and like, you know, bands like the Beatles and stuff, it's too hard for us. We all really love Neil, and it comes naturally.
Did you find yourselves sort of like, you know, jamming out on a lot of these songs just over the years in rehearsals? And it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess we should do this. Or was this kind of from a musician standpoint, you know, picking up and starting these from scratch when you guys decided to do this?
I honestly thought that, like, I was such a hardcore Neil fan
that
I already knew everything so well, and then I knew all the words. Just because I've heard Neil my whole life, like from my dad, and so it's like his favorite. And but then when it comes time to sing, and it's like I feel like I don't know any of the words, and it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, we're all, you know, the other bands we're in, we write our own songs, so. Occasionally, we would mess around and, like, play a Neil song. But, you know, in my opinion, Neil's the greatest of all time. So when we, you know, when I realized we should be doing a Neil band, it just made sense.
When you decided to do this band, how did you determine, like, you know, how much, like, how close you want it to stay to the originals, you know, because there are some tribute bands that are so like laser focused. Everything has to be like moment for moment, breath for breath to the originals. And there are some that, you know, sort of use the artists that they're paying tribute to as a framework, and they kind of put their own little touch on it. Where did you guys decide to fall, and how did you decide to do it?
I mean, we really didn't talk about it, but I feel like we all just, I mean, you know, we got the idea originally to, like, learn the album Live Rust. So, I don't know, I just think that's the way we are. Like, from listening to it, we just tried to learn it exactly like they played it. And I watched Rust Never Sleeps, like, a million times. And I just, like, watched what he's doing with his hands. Like, I finally figured out, you know, a chord they were playing, like 5 minutes before we played that first set or that first song, we were messing around. I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you're playing someone's songs, you should try to do them, you know, as close to the original as possible. But with Neil, it's like with the solos and the jamming, it's kind of open to do what you want. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I'm not Steve Vai or anything. I've always felt, you know, I could relate to the way Neil Young plays guitar, so it just feels natural to me.
Cool. One, and two, somebody with such a storied career and such a large body of work. I mean, just in looking at, you know, the Live Rust era to like Heart of Gold, we've seen him do different versions of his songs over the years as well. So I'm sure that leaves a little bit of a wiggle room for you.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're not really doing this to just do it one time ever in life. I mean, we'd love to, like, do different eras of Neil. It would be most ultimate to do like the trans era, but I don't know how we would like get those vocoder mics and sunglasses, but it would be freaking awesome.
I would like to see that. I'm just saying.
And I mean, in my opinion, Neil is greatest of all time. He's like a raw, natural talent, and he's like, he's super creative and he tried different things. And like, I don't know, there's been points in my life when I didn't like certain albums of his, but I feel like the older I get, the more I just want to hear them all. You know, he's just, he's always wrote really good songs. And he's always like, did things different every time.
For sure, for sure. We're talking with Road Eyes. They are a Neil Young Crazy Horse tribute band. And you guys have an amazing show coming up this weekend at the Yellow Cab. Tell us a little bit about kind of what we're going to be hearing. Live Rust, then?
Yeah, similar. You know, originally we wanted to, you know, recreate the Rust Never Sleeps show on a small scale. And, but we also want to, you know, I've been asking people like what songs they want to hear and stuff. I just want any Neil fan of any level to be able to go and be satisfied with what they hear. So it's like, you know, we're doing some hits and some misses and
everything in between.
Yeah. We can't do the trans stuff yet though. We're working on that.
To be continued on the trans stuff.
It'll happen. When we get that cruise gig.
Yes, there you go. So you mentioned, you know, you want this to be an ongoing thing. I have seen this kind of like really beautiful thing in our local music community, which is that we have these shows that kind of pop up periodically that aren't just shows, but they're like events. You know, I'm thinking the Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars tribute that's popped up a couple of times, the Last Waltz. Are you envisioning this being kind of the same thing, that every once in a while from the ether emerges Road Eyes with sort of a new Neil Young event for us to partake in?
I really want this first show to be, you know, really cool. So, you know, if just my mom and dad show up, they're going to get like the show of their life. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'll, you know, we're filling up the whole night ourselves. I don't know if we'll be doing that anytime soon. Maybe like, you know, for something special. But, yeah, I mean, I wish it was as cool as Ziggy Stardust. And it might be, you know, it might be a little cooler than the Last Waltz show, to be honest. But yeah, you know, you might see like some Jawas walking around, Mad Scientist.
Oh, man. I was going to ask, I was going to say, like, are there costumes? Because you mentioned Ziggy. And
if you dress up like a Jawa and you come in, you'll get in for free.
Oh, man. Gauntlet thrown right there.
And there's going to be a food truck there. So if you just want to come and eat.
Here's some tunes.
Something for everybody.
Perfect, perfect. We are talking about Road Eyes, the Neil Young Crazy Horse tribute band. Their show is happening this weekend. It's Saturday night at the Yellow Cab in the heart of downtown Dayton. Great tunes. Music starts at 9. There will be food trucks there. Drunken Waffle will be on the scene. Of course, Yellow Cab has all the tasty beverages to partake of. And we have links to all of the info on this show on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But what do you think, guys? Shall we give folks another musical taste of what they'll be hearing Saturday night?
Yeah.
All righty. We've got Road Eyes in the house. They got a couple more for us. Take it away.
Happy the rest of my life.
We've got Road Eyes in the house. We call them the third best Neil Young Crazy Horse tribute band. They're performing at the Yellow Cab this weekend. The show is Saturday night. Doors open at 8. Music starts at 9. There'll be the Drunken Waffle food truck there as well. All kinds of good stuff, good food, good music, and lots of fun at the Yellow Cab this weekend. We've got links up to more info at our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can go there and find more info on this great show going down this weekend. And stick around. We've got more live music to come next hour here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. In the meantime, getting ready for another song, just giving these gents a chance to tune up and make a few little instrument switches. And I think we are about ready to roll. You guys got one more for us?
Yeah, we're going to do Powder Finger.
All right, take it away.
Look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming up the road. Thank you.
It's Road Eyes live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check them out Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. They'll be performing at 9, doors open at 8, and pre-sale tickets are available now. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, thanks so much for coming out and giving us a preview tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Come to the show.
Yes. Check out Road Eyes Saturday night at the Yellow Cab in the heart of downtown Dayton. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. This is member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. More music coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
I've been thinking about you, baby. But on my mind, why can't I feel your love? Heartbreak.